Donald Trump is crossing some major lines these days. He really has unleashed the inside Donald Trump threat machine, where he had it under control for a little while, but he just can't keep it tamped down. So when is a court going to actually hold him accountable? And what am I talking about? So if you recall, Tanya Chutkan in Washington, D.C. has issued a gag order, and the gag order was slightly modified by the D.C. Circuit, but he's still under a gag order. And even though that case is on pause while we wait for the United States Supreme Court to hear oral arguments on April 25th about whether or not he has presidential immunity, Tanya Chutkan made it very clear that she continues to have jurisdiction over Donald Trump, over the things that she has ruled in this case thus far. One of them is bail conditions, right? He can't violate his bail conditions. And another is that this gag order remains in effect. And let me just read it to you, the part of the gag order that I think he's violated, and then we'll read what he has said together. It says, the gag order specifically says, okay, specifically, the order is affirmed, because don't forget, Tanya Chutkan issued a gag order and then it was appealed. So this is the DC Circuit's decision. It says, specifically, the order is affirmed to the extent it prohibits all parties and their counsel from making or directing others to make public statements about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses concerning their potential participation in the investigation or in this criminal proceeding. The order is also affirmed to the extent it prohibits all parties and their counsel from making or directing others to make public statements about counsel in the case other than special counsel, members of the court staff and counsel staff, or the family members of any counsel or staff member. If those statements are made with the intent to materially interfere with or to cause others to materially interfere with counsel's or staff's work in the criminal case, or with knowledge that such interference will be highly likely to result. So the part that I'm referring to is the very beginning part where the DC Circuit specifically says that parties and their counsel are prohibited from making or directing others to make public statements about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses concerning their potential participation in the investigation or this criminal proceeding. Okay, couldn't be clearer. So now let's talk about what it is that Donald Trump has done to violate it, in my opinion. He has absolutely posted in his social media account the following on his Truth Social. He says, our great Secret Service has totally crushed Cassidy Hutchinson, who I barely knew, made up fake stories about me roughing up Secret Service agents from the backseat of the Beast limo. Has she now changed her testimony? Will she be prosecuted for what she did and said? What about the unselect J6 committee? They destroyed almost everything, including real evidence and findings. What's going to happen with them? Serious crimes have been committed. How is talking about Cassidy Hutchinson, who is absolutely going to testify at the January 6th trial, how is talking about Cassidy Hutchinson, who everybody knows is a witness in that case, and essentially, I would say, threatening her to change her testimony and making it seem like the Secret Service is now going to influence what she has to say. How is that not a violation, a direct violation of that gag order? It absolutely is. I've tried so many different things to try to maintain a heart-healthy lifestyle. I've tried crash diets. I've started cardio routines, exercising, lots and lots of things, because your heart, nothing is more important than your heart, but nothing seems to stick. And so what can we do that is so good for our heart? One thing that I've been able to do every single day, because I love it, is Super Beats Heart Chews. You can get daily blood pressure support in just 2 tasty chews per day. And they even promote heart healthy energy without the stimulants. So paired with a healthy lifestyle, I do still try to walk and exercise and eat healthy. But this is really, really good for you. It's clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than just a healthy lifestyle alone. Heart health is important for me because I want to be around as long as possible for my loved ones now that I'm a grandmother. I want to be around as long as I possibly can. Superbeats Heart Chews gives me the peace of mind that I'm doing the right thing and doing something good for myself every single day. So I love to take Superbeat Heart Chews every morning. And after taking them, I actually feel like I'm doing something good for myself. And like I said, they're really delicious. They're a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. It's a plant-based, no artificial sweeteners or colors, little chewy thing. I cannot recommend Superbeat Heart Chews enough for our listeners. So double your potential with Superbeat Heart Chews. Get a free monthly supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-sized bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to legalafbeets.com. That's legalafbeets.com. Get this exclusive offer only at legalafbeets.com. And this is coming on the heels of him just going off the deep end in Ohio when he not only calls January 6 defendants who are incarcerated, calls them patriots. He also talks about how there's going to be a bloodbath if people don't vote for him. Now, I've seen that he's trying to, some people are trying to put it in context for him, but I'm sorry, he might as well be calling for the, you know, when he said to the Proud Boys, stand back or stand by. Everybody knows what he's talking about. Everybody knows what he wants. I want you to play both clips. First, play the clip of him calling for a bloodbath, then play the clip for him calling the January 6th people patriots.
And you're not going to be able to sell those guys. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine. Well, thank you very much. And you see the spirit from the hostages. And that's what they are, as hostages. They've been treated terribly and very unfairly, and you know that, and everybody knows that. And we're going to be working on that sooner. The first day we get into office, we're going to save our country, and we're going to work with the people to treat those unbelievable patriots, and they were unbelievable patriots and are. You see the spirit just cheering, they're cheering while they're doing that, and they did that in prison, and it's a disgrace, in my opinion.
Okay, so you see, right? You see exactly what I'm talking about here. There is no doubt that Donald Trump is calling for violence. So he has now, in the course of 2 days, he has threatened a witness and he's called for violence. And he's calling the people who were convicted in January 6th patriots, okay? I mean, let's just take that in for 1 minute. What is he doing here? He is absolutely, in my opinion, he might as well be talking as if this is the 1800s and here we are. You know, he's basically played a different national anthem, right? Other than the national anthem that we know that is the actual national anthem. That's his alternative national anthem. And he is calling these individuals patriots and basically calling for violence, which is what his bloodbath language is if he doesn't get elected. I mean, does this not sound like the days of a Confederate flag? I mean, he is an alternate national anthem is, in my opinion, he might as well fly an alternate flag. He is not a patriot. He is not supporting the United States of America. And he said many times that he did not take an oath to support the Constitution, which is why he thinks that he has presidential immunity to begin with. So this is the man that is running on the Republican ticket. And I hope that somebody realizes exactly what he's doing in the middle of calling for the bloodbath. He's threatening Cassidy Hutchinson and hopefully Judge Chutkan. Hopefully somebody will bring this to Judge Chutkan's attention and he will once and for all have found to have violated his gag order. And maybe somebody will actually hold him to account once and for all and start treating him the way all other defendants are normally treated. Any other defendant did anything like this? Trust me, they would be locked up immediately before trial. I'm Karen Friedman Agnifilo. Join me every Wednesday and Saturday for Legal AF with my co-hosts Michael Popok and Ben Mizelis.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.